Instant Contact is an easy-to-use tool that helps you to reach your customers in a place they're checking every day, their inbox. Sign up for a free trial from the industry-leading provider at ConstantContact.com.
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
No threes.
No, not house.
Don't even think about victories.
No.
That's Sir Mix-a-Lot. And yeah, the details are out. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson brought out his whales and he named his investors. More than a month of rumors and speculation. Sacramento, of course, would love to keep their Sacramento Kings. Mayor Kevin Johnson yesterday delivered some news. He announced that Mark Mastroff, the owner of 24 Hour Fitness, as Spike had predicted, was his big whale, who would lead a group that'll submit a bid Friday, that's today, to buy the Kings from the current owners, the Maloof family.
Going to make their competitive offer, as they've labeled it.
I am excited to announce that we have not one, but two wonderful new members who will be a part of the Sacramento community. On the equity partner side, Mark Mastroff has stepped up. On the court, Mark is ready to build a winner. He wants to buy this team for one reason and one reason only, to bring a championship to Sacramento.
Yay, yay. That
then there's
good crowd
the arena.
There.
And today I am proud to announce another significant partner ready to help bring that vision to life, Ron Burkle.
Yay, Ron Burkle, never heard of you.
Moving forward, I am thrilled to be able to announce that in addition to the Kings, the new ownership group intends to bring back the WNBA team, the Sacramento Monarchs, to town. Come on!
Come on, baby. Yeah. All right. And this dude owns the Pittsburgh Penguins, this guy, Ron Burkle.
Yeah. Billionaire. Fat money.
And his role would be to build the arena, not so much to have ownership interest in the team, which leads me to think maybe he would like to have a nice spot to relocate his Penguins should there ever be a problem negotiating a lease over there.
Yahoo Sports quotes someone saying, the offer is slightly lower than that of the Seattle group. No specifics were announced about any of it, including the funding or the cost of the arena and all that stuff. But, I mean, if he's got all the people in place and they've got the dough, why shouldn't they keep their team?
Well, and if you listen to KJ at the end in this next cut, you got to say, this guy, I like this guy.
I got to explain, he could reassure the people there that Seattle is not going to take their team.
Let me be perfectly clear. I said, let me be perfectly crystal clear, it is not going to be this team, not our team.
If that guy had been our mayor a couple years ago, we'd still have an NBA
team. Our mayor
team.
Wasn't crystal clear?
No.
Let me be crystally vague.
If that guy had been our mayor 2 years ago, we would have both no basketball and a different mayor. All he's done is tie his political fortune to the some judge, maybe, or maybe the NBA Board of Governors.
All right, so you're still optimistic.
I'm very optimistic. Mm-hmm. But, I said this the other day, what scares me the most is this minority owner who says he's got a right of first refusal. Because this deal, this whale and the penguin father, you know, their deal.
That's a whale sound effect, by the way.
Their deal has to come up with a viable arena plan. And a viable arena place that the NBA can have faith in. They have to have all this done before the governor's meeting in April, third week of April.
Right.
If that doesn't happen, this guy who says, I own 12% of the team and contractually I'm allowed the right to buy it before they sell it to anybody else, then it all comes down to one judge. It's got to go before one judge, and one judge gets to decide. He gets to interpret the contract law and determine whether or not Chris Hansen's group can buy it, or this guy with 12% who's got enough money. He's got $750 million. This is that Plan B guy.
Yeah.
He's got enough money to buy the team and build the arena himself. Then it's just one judge that gets to make the call. And you never know how that can go. That's a coin toss. That's what worries me.
I just admire the dude's spirit. I mean, he's not going down without a fight.
What's he supposed to say? I don't know. You know, it's kind of living down.
That's what our guy did. That's how we lost our teeth.
We'll take him to court, though. I can promise you that. We'll fight it out in court. We'll get there for you, people. We will, and if we do leave, we'll get him to pay something.
I mean, I still think we wind up with their team, but I admire him a lot, just the way he's scrambling, just trying to get something put together.
And we're bringing back the WNBA Monarchs and 2-for-1 day at In-N-Out Burger. Right. 2-for-1 cheeseburger days.
Well, it's certainly dramatic. It's not like a slam dunk, to quote the oft-used euphemism. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have no Pope right now. The sequester deal, not looking good. In fact, it looks like we're going to have these massive cuts. Obama came out publicly, and they on the news last night, they played his evolving position on gay marriage. This is a classic. I don't care what politician you are, no matter what party you are, you have to say things at times in your career, like marriage is between a man and a woman, which we know you don't believe, but you have to say it anyway. Then you have to say, my position is evolving, which is your way of saying that. And by the way, I like that. I like any politician who says that, because otherwise they will always have tape of you saying whatever you say, and supposedly you can never think and evolve your brain. So my position is evolving was the second Obama quote. And then the next one was like, let's only marry gays.
No more straight marriage.
No more straight marriages. President Obama now urging the Supreme Court to strike down Proposition 8, the California ban on gay marriage.
And he's not the only one. I mean, there's a handful of Republicans,
too, yeah.
And Clint Eastwood comes out of his house to join in the fight, too. It's so odd how he's just like a politician now. But anyway, this is about...
Clint Eastwood is still against the marriage of ghosts, by the way. Right. Ghosts should not be married.
California's controversial Proposition 8. You remember this was the one that was passed and then overturned and then passed and then overturned. Everybody moved to California when they thought that they were going to be able to get married. And then they were stuck there with this useless piece of paper. So yesterday, the White House urged the Supreme Court to strike it down, saying that the voter-approved ban on gay marriage violates federally given equal rights for same-sex couples, does not substantially further any important government interest, and went on to defend it. The stance is still unprecedented. The first time that the administration has targeted state laws, which makes it interesting. Supreme Court will hear arguments challenging the legality of Prop 8 on March 26th. Any predictions? I have one. Overturned.
I don't know. The Times would indicate that it's time.
Washington State's public vote supporting same-sex marriage is the first of its kind. And I think that
But the makeup of the court would indicate that it could go either way. True. So I don't know on this one. It's a dramatic year for change in that regard. Our laws are, I think they should evolve. I mean, clearly, as brilliant as founding fathers were, and I don't know that much about it. I'd love to read more and learn more if I had the time. But as brilliant as the notion of our nation was in its conception, we had slaves and women were not allowed to own property.
Do you think that instead of forcing yourself to read more and do the research on it, you might just think, and I know this is hard for you, so don't sexualize it.
Thinking is hard for me.
No,
yes.
If you were in a position where you were in love and wanted to get married and your neighbors were the ones who were saying, no, you can't, you would probably feel like, why is it any of your business?
I do. I mean, I always have felt that way.
Law research to put yourself emotionally in that position, I think, is where a lot of people kind of say,
But I also know this about people and human nature. Unless you've experienced something, it's really hard to know. So unless, like most of the people I know who are opposed to it, don't have any gay people in their lives. So they view being gay as like this odd, bad moral decision or an aberration or something. They don't realize that it's just kind of just normal to be gay for the people who are gay. And it's the same thing with traveling around the world. We had lunch yesterday with the McKenna's. They've also traveled around the world in Asia. And once you go to Asia and once you see the people and you like this morning, you had on this jacket from REI.
Yeah.
And I said, who made that? And I said, would you like to thank the Chinese girls who made that for you? And you were like, no, it's probably made in Montana or something. And you looked at your jacket and it was made in Vietnam.
Damn it.
Damn it. And by some little school children, maybe one of their arms was blown off by one of our...
Who knows?
But maybe she was very happy and had a wonderful life.
But I mean, until you've experienced people that you sort of are prejudiced against, it is human nature for all of us, myself included, to have all these biases built in.
Sure.
And so I don't get as mad at them as like some people do.
Supreme Court's earning their money, though, this time around. I mean, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Justice Thomas and all these, when they signed up, they never thought they'd be debating, you know, gay marriage. What is DNA and how can we use it? I mean, this is advanced stuff that they've got to look at.
I know the DNA question is an even bigger question.
Yeah.
How about the nanotechnology? How about the medical? You know, I love conspiracy theorists, right?
Yeah.
They're having a field day with technology now. They say that when the government injects you with a vaccine, that little nanorobots go into your bloodstream and make you do things.
They don't say that. Is that
actual?
You
laugh at that.
It is true.
You laugh at that.
No way.
Absolutely.
No
Pedro, you know about
way.
This stuff.
Yeah.
And when I hear it, I believe it.
You and Pedro? All he does is look at the computer for goats screaming all day. What does he know about nanorobots?
He's going to be the first person to discover all of this stuff. But see, so here are things you know nothing about that you immediately...
Nanorobots? I know everything about
nanorobots. Sure, that you immediately poo-poo. Anyway, back to your story.
Thank you. Well... more information to come about Prop 8. Now, we've got breaking news from Bradley Manning. You know Bradley Manning, right? This is the WikiLeaks guy. He pled guilty to 10 of 22 charges against him in the WikiLeaks case on Wednesday.
This is not anonymous. That's subterfuge guy. Who's WikiLeaks?
This is a military guy who was charged with treason for giving up military documents through WikiLeaks.
He gave it to WikiLeaks, which is a site that likes to leak stuff.
WikiLeaks was Julian Assange. Remember him? He was quite a character. Tall, blonde.
Hiding in somebody's embassy these days for fear of extradition to America.
That's right. Well, Bradley Manning, like I said, pled guilty to 10 of 22 charges against him in the case. He admitted that he helped engineer the biggest leak in intelligence in U.S. history. The biggest.
Which was?
He gave them tons of
By volume, the tons of... This was the embarrassing information that revealed us talking behind the backs of other countries and being really crude.
No, well, the most serious charge was that he actually gave information that benefited Al-Qaeda. And that's what they wanted to get him on.
And that we had kill lists. Obama had kill lists.
But also, weren't there countries that we were sort of cozying up to and that we were talking about them behind their
back? Oh, yeah, blowing diplomatic sunshine up somebody's skirt with no intent whatsoever. Yeah.
This wasn't rumors and like Perez Hilton gossip. This was serious stuff. A military judge will now decide whether to accept the guilty plea. Prosecutors could still pursue the 12 remaining charges. What he's already admitted to could get him a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison, but it could be a lifetime sentence if he's convicted of aiding the enemy.
I have to take this call.
Go.
Todd, go ahead.
I can't believe that they're actually using that as lyrics nowadays.
Nice.
Good job,
good,
Todd.
Good. I would have expected it in the middle of a sentence, but it's still fine. Eric has your prize.
All right, Todd, you have a pair of tickets to see Wayne Brady at the Tulalip Resort and Casino Friday, March 29th, and you are qualified to win an overnight stay at the Tulalip Resort and Casino for after the show. You got a 1 in 5 chance.
All right, that sounds awesome.
No, how does it really sound?
Like...
Attaboy.
Okay. There you go. All right. Thanks a lot, Todd. Back to you.
Interesting story about Vulcan CEO Jody Allen, Paul Allen, and his sister Jody. Okay, they have some odd allegations against them. Tell me what you think of this.
Paul Allen and his sister Jody.
Vulcan CEO Jody Allen and her brother, Microsoft co-founder and Seattle Seahawks owner Paul Allen.
We love these people, so
yes.
Whatever it is, they didn't do it.
The allegation is that Jody Allen tried to sneak home giraffe bones while on safari in Botswana.
You know, when you've got Captain Kirk's chair, you've got Jimi Hendrix's guitar, there are only so many things.
Right. With all they've done for us, can't we overlook a few giraffe bones? I mean, it's not like a giraffe gave his life for these bones.
Now,
right?
This is a weird thing because I hadn't heard anything about these other allegations until this morning. But there's a group of former Vulcan bodyguards who are suing the Allens and the firm. And the giraffe bones story is just part of it. Apparently... they were silenced by court orders and confidentiality agreements. But this was the Allens' personal security detail, and they make all sorts of claims against them. The giraffe bones, for instance, and also some criminal activity, bribery, and that Jody Allen sexually harassed security officers. Have you guys heard any of this story until now?
No, I haven't heard it. No.
This is the first, right? Yeah. Yeah, this is the first time I read it. This
What's the source?
What's my personal source for this story? Or
yeah, I mean, who's making these allegations and where is it being reported?
Where's it being printed?
It's being printed in local Seattle news, and the people who are making the allegations are the security detail. Why are you trying to say that I'm getting it from London?
Is this like a Marlo Thomas?
Well, I've never heard
ticked
it.
Off,
so, I mean,
House Help is mad at them. Or
when
something.
People, you know, news facilities go out, you know, and print these sort of things, they do a little checking and double checking.
You can tell I'm all saying, huge Seahawks fans.
Is it the Seattle Times?
Don't want this story to have anything like it at all.
You know, to be honest, I didn't write down where I got it from, but yes. I don't look further than
yes,
our
paper.
Local papers.
And Jerry's right. Actually, it's both the Seattle PI and the Seattle Times. They both report.
They both went with it.
Yeah. Right, well, Joe wants me to be getting it from England.
Well,
like,
no,
email
I'm
him
just,
for his
you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the meat of the story, and it's bones, basically.
At least five former members of the Allens' personal security team have sued the siblings and Vulcan.
Wow.
Courts indicate court documents are indicating that 10 other former members of the team have previously settled after closed hearings before a private mediator. So there were more people, but they...
Well, they're tough people to work for, and almost apparently to the point of accusations of abuse. And sometimes that would be nice if there was a monetary settlement.
There's nothing specific here. It's just
sexual
maybe
harassment?
Well, but...
Oh, it's a great shirt you're wearing today, Tommy. Thanks,
yeah, I don't know what that
oh
is.
My God.
And then
oh
the bones God. Of an alligator are kind of a cool...
Giraffe.
All right, souvenir hoarding.
Maybe it was carved into some rowboat team or something, and yeah. She had no idea it was a giraffe bone.
All right, but we'll find out more, obviously, because this is just beginning.
Oh, yeah. Pretty interesting.
All right.
Speaking of large companies, Groupon, I know that this is not going to be a surprise to you, because what was the discussion a year ago? How can these companies make money?
Yeah, and they can't survive long term, because they'd be commoditized and competed against to death, and they have very thin margins.
Well, Groupon was the first one, the pioneer, if you will, the one that made the daily deals biggest, and... They just ousted the CEO, Andrew Mason, who is also the founder
of Groupon.
Uh-huh.
Kicked out the founder.
Yep. The announcement was made, and actually Groupon's shares shot up a little bit. Mason wrote this long letter to employees where he made a bunch of jokes about it. I mean, he kind of knew it was coming. He tweeted from his account all different jokes about how he's looking forward to spending time with his family, not, you know,
right.
You know, he's kind of a mid-30s.
He got a nice living social deal for a vacation. He's been dying to take.
That's right.
Exactly.
The new paradigm, folks, with the internet is just as fast as you can be huge, you could be nothing. And, you know, Facebook is kind of waning. Twitter is huge right now. I would say in some ways bigger than Facebook. But all of these internet fads need to make money, and they need to make money in an ongoing, long-term way to survive. And they all will face copycats, competition, and people that will, you know, compete against them for rate. And eventually they also face a kind of a spam burn in your email box. I thought Groupon was really cool when it was novelty and new. But when, you know, I'm getting five different Groupon mails every day and I don't know how to make it stop. And finally I just said, oh, you know what? Quit sending me this junk. And you ever have a day where you go through your entire email box and just unsubscribe for like an hour to everything that sort of wormed its way into your life?
I've not done that.
You have not done that? Yeah.
I've woken up and looked in the email in the morning and everything in there is spam.
Right.
Every single thing. Nobody cared about me or even knows me. Couldn't pick me out of a police lineup. But there are 12 different emails from 12 different offers.
It's frustrating trying to unsubscribe because some companies make it easy. And I have a nice thought for them as I'm ripping them from my life,
right.
Which seems wrong. And some companies make it really hard.
It's a loop.
Like when you click the unsubscribe, it takes you to a link that says, well, what was your super secret handshake and password? It's like, I didn't give you a super secret handshake and password. And they make you like want to enter a bunch of information. And also, if they want me to unsubscribe by giving them my email address,
And then it's shady.
I am very, very suspicious
of that. It's like you're giving them a pulse. It's like, hey, warm body. It makes you a bigger target.
The ones that are the best are as soon as you click on the link, it says, oh, yes, your email wants to unsubscribe. You have been immediately removed from the list without even clicking another thing.
Yep.
It's a good business. They don't want to harass you if you don't want to be harassed.
They don't need customers who feel harassed because they're not going to buy anything
from
them.
They're running a legit business.
That's right.
You know how much the Groupon guy got in severance? You know how these guys get millions of dollars when they walk away? And these
did he get a
companies?
Coupon book, Joe? What
did he
get?
50% off. He got to use it by June.
$352.
No.
Yeah, that was a severance. Half his yearly salary. Now, don't feel bad for him because he was one of the founders and he's got about $300 million in stock still.
I'd sell that stock so fast.
Right away.
Yeah.
Craziest story out of Florida in the last 2 days. Tell me you read the one about the guy who was lying in his bed and the earth opened up and swallowed him.
Tell me I didn't call my dad, who lives about 10 miles from where this happened.
From the sinkhole guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
This is true. This guy had a 20 by 20 foot hole open up under his home. They said they heard a sound described as a car crash coming from the bedroom. This guy's family rushes into the bedroom, and all they could see was a part of a mattress sticking out of a hole. I'm not kidding. A sinkhole randomly opened in the earth and swallowed him up like a bad B movie.
Well, his brother's gone. Presumed dead at the bottom of a 50-foot and expanding sinkhole.
Yeah, they could hear him. They couldn't see him. One of the guys jumped in. Rescue personnel arrived on the scene. They were able to get to the guy who jumped in after
his brother.
Could there
be more holes like this in Florida? Is this just...
These holes are
well,
everywhere.
I bring up this story for Joe because why have our heads up to the sky looking for asteroids to fall us when we could have
Joe,
that
could
to worry
be a the earth could swallow you.
Hey, believe me.
Do you have earth could swallow me insurance?
Well,
sinkhole Joe.
It has happened within a mile of my house.
It has.
There was a major sinkhole, and it was on the news, and this was...
Did it swallow someone alive?
No. Fortunately, it was in the back of the house, but it was a friend of mine's house, and all of a sudden, they look back, and their backyard is gone, and there's a huge hole where there used to be a backyard. And it was an old, it was in the Newcastle area where they used to mine and stuff. And it's like a mine shaft just opened up. And it was.
They mined in Newcastle?
Oh, yeah.
For gold?
No.
Coal.
For coal. It was coal mining.
Black diamonds.
Coal mining country.
Wow.
I can give you a lot of history of this area. You want another... Quick history. I didn't think so. Yep. But
not without theme music. Yeah. We don't have any for
right.
you yet.
I still remember that news report because they show, you know, here in, it was, I think it was called Renton at the time, a huge hole opens up out of nowhere. And they show my friend Eric walking out his door, you know, because they're forced to evacuate. And he's carrying out a keg of beer out of the house, you know, because it was...
Save the one thing you love.
Exactly.
My wife's inside.
But yeah, a huge sinkhole out of nowhere. Wow. It happens, even around here.
8:24, when we come back. Want to know which direction the stock market is going in? You can never know, can you, Joe?
Can't know for sure, but you can watch indicators.
One of the indicators is how much the Tooth Fairy pays. The Tooth Fairy Index has risen and fallen in perfect time with the S&P 500 every year. How does the Tooth Fairy help you invest coming up? Also, Batman, Adam West, and Robin, Burt Ward, both on our show. They're at Emerald City Comic-Con 2013 tonight through Sunday at the Washington State Convention Center, and we'll speak with them both when we return.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. It's Comic-Con week on 95.7 KJR.
You hear that, Spock? There is intelligent life on this planet after all.
Listen weekdays at 12:35 and 4:35 for the Comic-Con cue to call. Then, be caller 9 at 877-901-0957 for your chance to win tickets.
It sounds quite logical.
And that guy sounds kind of cute, too.
Keep it in your pants, Mr. Sulu.
It's the Northwest's largest pop culture event of the year, the Emerald City Comic-Con, March 1st through 3rd at the Washington State Convention Center. Win tickets during Comic-Con week on 95.7 KJR.
Greetings, this is Eric Corman from the Bob Rivers Show, and I love Washington wine. March is Washington Wine Month. Come and celebrate with participating restaurants, hotels, wineries, and tasting rooms. Or pick up an award-winning bottle of Washington State wine to enjoy tonight from your neighborhood Safeway.
This jacket can take almost anything. Try it on.
Okay, let's see.
How's that jacket, sir? Sir?
Nice. Real nice.
If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, get ready. Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days is here. It's our biggest sale and event of the season with huge discounts on the latest gear from all your favorite brands. Plus, check out our Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters and free seminars. Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days, in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
Want to know about the gold selling process? Go to westseattlecoins.com.
Can your business wait for downloads that turn into downtime? Can it wait for bills from the phone company to get easier on your bottom line? Of course not. It demands a new breed of speed. Comcast Business Class. Our internet speeds are up to 66 times faster than old T1 and DSL technology from the phone company, so you can work faster and more efficiently. Sign up for our triple play, and you'll also get unlimited local and nationwide calling and TV with networks that will keep your customers informed and entertained, all at a great price, which means you can save your money for more important things, like growing your business. Get Comcast Business Class Internet, Voice, and TV for just $94.85 per month. Don't wait. Call 800-501-6000 or visit business.comcast.com today to sign up. Your business can't wait.
Offer ends March 31, 2013. Restrictions apply. Includes basic TV, starter internet, and one voice line for new business class customers. 2-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
I'm one of 400,000 in Washington with diabetes. When I wondered how diabetes would change my life, my doctor gave it to me straight.
Take care of yourself. Otherwise, you may be at higher risk for heart or kidney disease and even face amputations and blindness.
My doctor also told me to take care of my oral health. Untreated gum disease can make it hard to control blood sugar, leading to medical complications.
In 1 year, more than 76,000 people with diabetes were hospitalized in our state at a cost of $1.5 billion. Research shows when people with diabetes receive oral health care, hospital admissions can be reduced by 61% in the first year.
The legislature eliminated dental coverage for most Medicaid enrollees, including people with diabetes. Urged legislators to restore this coverage.
Sponsored by Washington Dental Service Foundation, part of Delta Dental, and by the American Diabetes Association of Washington. Learn more at oralhealthwatch.org.
The new mattress models are on their way, so Mattress Discounters is making room with the Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale. Get 50% off clearance mattress sets and save up to $400 on closeout sets from Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Of course, you always get free delivery and Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save during Mattress Discounters' Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters!
At Taco Time, we work hard every day to prepare all your Taco Time favorites. You know, the ones you ask for again and again. Like our crisp tacos, burritos, Mexi fries, and our made-from-scratch white chicken chili. But every so often, we think it's good to try something new. That's why we're really excited about our new Baja Fish Tacos. Unlike some places that use ordinary white fish, Taco Time uses only the best mahi-mahi. Of course, we chop and slice all our veggies fresh and make our salsa and sauce from scratch, too. And our white corn tortillas? They're still made for us by the same local baker we've been using for nearly 40 years. The result? A pretty amazing fish taco. So if you want to try something new, swing by Taco Time for a taste of our new Baja Fish Tacos. They're one of our new favorites, and we hope they'll become one of yours, too. After all, when it comes to favorites in Taco Time, there's always room for one more.
Running a business without being incorporated is like walking a tightrope without a net. One little misstep could cost you your entire business, your personal assets, and even your life savings. But no matter how big or small your business is, you can quickly protect yourself and your family by incorporating or forming an LLC. Call LLC.com today, and we'll get you started by sending you our important free guide. 1-800-500-7960. At LLC.com, we don't offer legal or financial advice. We specialize in making incorporation simple, quick, and easy. In fact, we've been helping businesses do just that for over 100 years. Running a business without a safety net really is putting your whole future on the line and your family's future. Find out how simple it is to protect your personal assets by incorporating. Request your free guide by calling 1-800-500-7960. This is information you really need to know. That number again is 1-800-500-7960. 1-800-500-7960.
The Northwest Women's Show, Friday, March 1st through Sunday, March 3rd. NWWomenshow.com.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, hello there. We are looking at some heavy traffic right now southbound I-5 as you make your way from 44th and Linwood all the way into Shoreline and then from Northgate into the Seattle area. Also really slow ever to Seattle, taking you 1 hour. It looks like Tukwila to Bellevue, a 23-minute drive, not so bad. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is just slightly crowded. Southbound 405, just busy from 522 into Kirkland.
This traffic report is brought to you by Overlake Medical Centers.
At Overlake, they think the best way to care for their neighbors is to be in the neighborhood. That's why they have 7 adult and family medicine clinics on the east side. To find a clinic near you, visit overlakehospital.org/clinics. Overlake Medical Center. We think about you.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KKR.
KJR, good morning. It's 8:32. Yes, this Sunday night at the Moore Theater. Be rocking out. And then they got the Bluegrass Festival this weekend, Winter Blues. And what's the other big one, Joe?
Sounders open tomorrow. That's big for a lot of people. It'll be a CenturyLink field full of Sounder fans.
And Comic-Con, which is, that's the most people descending upon our city to meet their superheroes. In just a little bit, Batman and Robin, Adam West, and Burt Ward. I think that Robin may be coming in through the hall, and that Burt Ward may be on the phone. Adam West may be on the phone, and Burt Ward, Robin, may be coming in. These are, you know, would these be the biggest names? Because Superman isn't here, right?
No, these guys are icons of this.
That's what I mean.
Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart coming to town.
Patrick Stewart is a big star.
And Jillian coming to town is huge.
Oh, they have they're overloaded. Yeah. Okay. But Batman and Robin, that's about as big as it gets for me.
Jillian Anderson, not Ann Jillian. Ann Jillian was a different actress. Jillian Anderson's coming.
Yeah. Anyway, Spike's all psyched out about Comic-Con.
He's freaking out about it.
Well, you were telling me some stuff off the air, which I won't repeat.
I appreciate that.
Don't tell me stuff and then say don't repeat it.
I know.
It's funny. Luciana comes in. Instead of like what to do with the interview, it's like, okay, you can't mention this and don't mention that. All right, thank you. And then Spike goes, oh, there's something else you can't mention. I'm like, okay.
Just out of respect to these gentlemen who we were asked not to bring things up. There's some... You know, this is a weird thing when you have a fan base that is just fanatical. I mean, these fans of these characters.
I be inappropriate to say to all of you, get a life? Isn't that just what happened in Star Trek on that
Kirk?
With Kirk on that Saturday Night Live live episode. It's okay. So, Adam West's book, of course, is called Back to the Batcave. And Burt Ward, Robin's book is My Life in Tights. And is he here?
They'll be here in 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes, okay. T-minus 5 minutes, Batman and Robin.
They'll slide down the bat pole.
Okay. In the meantime, stock market indicator, Tooth Fairy. Tooth Fairy is paying $2.42 average per tooth. If you have young children, you tell them there's a tooth fairy, and if a tooth falls out, you put money under the... And you remember doing that, right, Joe?
Well, first of all, there is a tooth fairy, so...
I'm sorry, yes. Yeah, if you have young children, the tooth fairy is one of their special characters.
And the tooth fairy at our house didn't really follow the S&P, you know, index. The market always went up for the tooth fairy at our house.
You spoiled your little kid's teeth.
Well, the Tooth Fairy, it was a dollar for the first tooth, two for the second, three for the third.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, four for the fourth.
How'd you come up with that formula?
I didn't. The Tooth Fairy did.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
And it maxed out at $10 after 10 teeth because it was getting...
She was bringing in other people's teeth. It was really
cost prohibitive.
What are these? These look like giraffe teeth. How did you get these giraffe teeth?
From Botswana.
And the Tooth Fairy paid with those special dollars, though. Those silver dollars that the Susan B. Anthony's, but the other ones they've got these days. If you go to the bank,
Tooth Fairy average
right now is $242 a tooth. It's a 15% increase over last year. They say that the S&P 500 will then go up 15%. Kids get more for the first tooth. It's usually $349, and Tooth Fairy gets cheaper after that. The Tooth Fairy Index.
S&P down just a hair this morning. It's funny. I was wondering how this sequestering business was going to affect the stock market today, and it is flat as a pancake. No effect whatsoever right now.
Right. A breaking and entering story from Santa Ana. Police are trying to locate the suspect in an extremely unusual breaking and entering. This guy broke into an apartment in a Santa Ana complex, held a woman, and made her do something. He made her cook him a meal.
I feel like this happened to me the other day.
You do feel like this happened to you?
Hostage, must cook food.
Yeah, husband, though, probably, right?
And son, too. Yeah. Starting to get a little demanding, that kid.
So they released the sketch of the guy. He is really scary looking. I don't mean to make too much light out of it, but he targeted residents at a certain apartment complex. At 7 a.m., he goes through an apartment. A woman is sleeping. He rummages through her purse. He takes $100 in cash. As he's leaving the place, he sees her son, and he says, "What are you doing here?" He says, "It's okay. I'm working with your mom." Then he sits down outside the apartment and hangs for a while. Son calls police. He ends up leaving. 2 o'clock the next day. Same day. He broke a window, gets into another apartment. The woman in the kitchen sees him coming down the stairs. She first thinks it's her husband. Then she realized that the man was a stranger. As she goes for the front door, he chases her, grabs her, takes her back to the kitchen. This is kind of really rough stuff.
Oh, it's horrifying. Actually.
Yeah, it's horrifying. But the part that makes the news is that he says, "I'm not going to hurt you. Cook me some food."
Yeah, try that with Luciana. That's going to work.
Well, she cooked you a steak last night. What are you complaining about?
She opens the freezer and takes
something
out. So
she pulls out some food. And this is bizarre, but she pulls out some food. She cooks him a meal. All the while, he's taking pictures of her and telling her she's beautiful.
Oh, my Lord.
He said, "Let's take a shower. Let's go to the bedroom." I mean, he was, obviously a perfectly normal guy.
Sure.
But she reminded him. She said, "You said you weren't going to hurt me. You only wanted food." And he's like, "Okay."
Then right. He was like, "Yeah, okay." He took out a pipe and began to smoke. Meth.
Obviously.
So she made him soup because he had no teeth, right?
Eventually, he left, stole a bicycle, and rode away. So other than, peeling this woman off the floor and getting her the appropriate counseling and everything, it's, now it's time to find this guy.
That's the kind of creepy story that you read about where you think, oh, well, she wasn't really hurt, but that's the kind of mental scar that will freak you out.
Forget it, yeah.
The whole time wondering, is he going to attack me?
Right.
Should I grab this knife and go for him? Right. How am I going to get out of this?
Does he want potatoes?
Does he want potatoes? Exactly. Au gratin.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that what takes should a lot of time.
Well,
you know?
I would be thinking, how can I poison him?
Wouldn't That's
you?
What I would be thinking.
No, I would stab him. You're not going to do that in my kitchen.
No. Both of you are wrong. You offer him fries. You turn on the little fry daddy. You get the oil nice and hot and you throw it in his face.
I don't have a fry
and then
daddy.
You run. Here's the thing. I think the authorities tell you, if you do that,
you've assaulted him?
If you're playing the odds are worse with you trying to take action. If you're not equipped.
Say, I'll bake you a wonderful cake. My sister has the recipe. Let me call her real quick and get it for you.
911 operator. Hi, Betty. It's Joan. Guess who's here? Yeah. Remember that hairy guy who was the other day in the apartment down the hall? Yeah, that hairy guy's back. Uh-huh. Remember him? He's about 5'11", weighs about 145, 150 uh-huh. pounds. Bad skin, a lot of meth. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, he's here right now, but I don't know how long he's going to be here. So if you could bring the recipe over right now.
Bring that recipe. Yeah. A restaurant had the sheriff's department track down a customer who used the bathroom without buying anything. Talk about crazy legal stories.
This is hardcore. Here.
You know, in a restaurant, if you walk in, it says this is for customers
for
only.
Customers only. You bet it does.
When we come back, we'll tell you about this restaurant. It's called The Flood Zone. That's the name of the restaurant. I wouldn't want to use their bathroom anyway. 8:40, 20 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's time. We're all excited. This morning, we have a historic reunion of the greatest crime-fighting duo in the history of television. Adam West, the original Bruce Wayne. Or perhaps you prefer the name Batman. And Burt Ward, better known as the boy wonder Robin. Adam and Burt will be appearing together at Emerald City Comic Con this weekend. Spike has the honor of hosting the panel that they're on. When is that panel, Spike?
Saturday at 4. But good luck. If you don't have tickets already, I don't think you may be SOL. You can still win tickets here at KJR.
Right.
There are some tickets available for today's Comic-Con events. Saturday and Sunday are completely sold out.
All the information is at EmeraldCityComicCon.com and at BobRivers.com. Now, the deal was, is Adam, traffic problem or something? He's supposed to be on the phone. What's going on with that?
He's completely MIA right now, and we're trying to track him down. We got to put up that signal.
Holy smokes, Robin. What will we do?
Well, I don't know, citizen. I guess we're going to start climbing the walls.
What holy sugary bat cave. We've got to... I can't do this stuff. We must do something. Well, Bert, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, it's great to be here. I love Seattle. It's a... You know, it's a fun to come back and visit, you know, even though it's a short weekend. Mm. But I expect that we're going to meet tens of thousands of people and have a lot of fun, sign a lot of autographs.
Your book is called My Life in Tights.
Yes, yes.
Because that is a period in your life. Now, the television show was only 2 years, right?
No, 3 years.
3 years, okay.
Yeah, and twice a week. So you're looking actually about almost 6 years of programming, 120 episodes.
So, okay, that's interesting to know. And by the way, when it was canceled, it was at the top of the ratings. Why did they cancel at the top of the ratings? Who does that?
The network, when it's losing $300,000 a week. And in 1966, $300,000 a week is like, I don't know, $2 million a week now.
But how inept are they that they've got a show, number one show, and they're losing money on it? Is it, were the props that expensive? What was the deal?
Everything was first class. Okay. First of all, we had a big crew. It was 80 on the crew. And, at that kind of numbers, plus all the visual effects and special effects and the pows and zaps and the explosions.
Right. Stuff you can do with an app on your iPhone now, they used to have to pay huge money for.
Well, you can't do all of it, you know, because you can do visual effects, but you can't do practical, meaning the difference being real explosions, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
Batman was a very dangerous show.
Tell me about the filming of it and the danger. Did someone ever get hurt?
How about me?
You got hurt.
Yeah, I went to the emergency hospital 4 out of the first 5 days.
Four out of 5 days.
Yeah, and I had never been in an emergency hospital in my life.
That's bad catering.
Yeah. No. What it was is, for example, day one, first thing we're doing is shooting the Batmobile coming out of the Batcave. Remember that?
I remember that. Thing
the roadblock out. Falls down.
Yeah.
Always exciting.
And I was there 5:30 in the morning and on a cold day, you know, and you get into the costume. They say, oh, we're ready for you, Bert. It was about 7:30 in the morning. And I went into the cave and I got in the Batmobile. I noticed at first I thought it was Adam in costume, but it wasn't Adam. I said, oh, who are you? He says, my name's Hubie. I'm a stuntman. I said, oh, so why are you here?
Yeah.
He said, well, because it's a very dangerous stunt. I said, well, wait a minute.
Why am I here?
I said, no, wait a minute here. Don't I have a stuntman? He says, yeah, you have a stuntman. I said, oh, well, where is he? Oh, he's over there having coffee with Adam. I said, well, wait a minute, there must be a mistake here. So I, you know, and they're, now they're getting ready to shoot. It's like they're calling for a bell, which is just, you know, alarm to let everybody know to be quiet.
It's time to shoot.
Yeah, and I, wait a minute. So the second unit director came over, and I said, I think there's a terrible mistake here. I mean, you've got me in the shot. He said, no, there's no mistake. I said, well, wait a minute, you got a stuntman here. He tells me it's a very dangerous stunt. He says, that's true. You got to come out at 55 miles an hour, come right out towards the camera, make a last minute sharp left turn. And, you know, it is. That's why we hire a stuntman, you know, to make sure that Adam doesn't get hurt. I said, well, what about me? He said, well, you got a stuntman. I said, I know. He's over there drinking coffee with Adam. Right,
we're going around in circles.
Yeah, what? He says, yeah. He says, but we can't use your stuntman, Bert. I said, why is that? He says, because he doesn't look like you. I said, well, wait a minute. Why would you hire a stuntman for
me
if he doesn't look like me and you can't use him? He said, well, can't help. We can't find anybody else to look like you. So anyway, I had to do it. We came out at 55 miles an hour. The stuntman made a sharp left turn, but unexpectedly, my door flew open. And when it flew open, it knocked the cameraman off the camera, knocked some lights over. Because of the centrifugal force of making a sharp turn, I started going out, and I caught my pinky finger around the gear shift knob to hold on, and it pulled my finger out of the joint, you know, and very painful. I'd never had that happen. So they said, okay, listen, Bert, are you okay? And I said, no, my hand's all swollen up. He said, look, we're going to get you to the hospital, all right, just as soon as we get the shot.
Yeah, let's get the shot first.
Wait a minute. What do you mean get the shot? He said, well, we got
to
set up again.
We're losing $300,000 a year, a week here. Yeah,
we'll have you there
shot
by noon, all right? And this is 7:30 in the morning. And, you know, anyway, to the hospital. The next day, I'm coming out of a burning car where Frank Gorshin is the Riddler. He's ahead of me. The car's supposed to be burning, okay? He jumps out, and then just as I'm getting out to jump out, the car unexpectedly blows up, throws me to the ground, second-degree burns in the back of my neck.
The prop car blows up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not intentionally.
No, not at all. Third day, I'm tied. I'm in a subway, and Batman's supposed to break through the wall to rescue me in the subway, right? I'm tied down. I can't move my hands. I mean, you know, everything. I'm completely tied down, and it's supposed to be a breakaway set. You've heard of those where it's like balsa
wood.
Put a small charge, and, it, you know, everything flies, and you get to get out. Well, unfortunately, they didn't build a breakaway set. So what did they do? They had no time to build a breakaway set. They used two half sticks of dynamite.
And they used real big explosives.
And I had a 2x4 land on my nose, break my nose. Plus, you
so
know,
you're in, and now you're in the hospital for the third day in a row.
But let me tell you, did
they start to recognize you?
Oh, they
knew. They recognize a stunt double.
Obviously, yeah.
But here's the thing, you know, you can tell. I mean, I knew something bad was going to happen. I'll tell you why. Because as you're laying there tied down, you got these special effects guys at about 7:30 in the morning walking past you, and you smell liquor on their breath. That's a really bad sign.
This was a good time. Yeah. What year would this be?
This
approximately
1965, September 65. Of 1965.
And you're what, like 1920, 21? 21 years
20.
Old. 20 years
20.
Old at this time. Wow. Yeah. A young guy.
Well, what they finally did, let me tell you, they took out a $3 million life insurance policy on me. And by the last two episodes, I swear they were trying to kill you.
Yeah, yeah. Get some of that money back. So you, now you are about as famous as you can be at 20, 21 years old. What were the other big television shows of the time? Batman and Robin, huge show.
Well, actually, ABC at the time was not a third network. It was a syndicated network. And between Batman and Bewitched, we made ABC the third television network. I mean, that's really big stuff.
You were the start of ABC.
Oh, absolutely.
They built it on the foundation of Batman and Bewitched.
Well, our first night, 55 share. 55 share means of all the television.
Oh, I know what a 55 share. But tell people.
Yeah, all the televisions on that for opening night of January 12th, 1966, 55% were watching Batman, and all the other stations represented 45%.
That's amazing. Now, even though it's one of the biggest shows and you were one of the biggest stars on TV, unlike, Elizabeth Montgomery of Bewitched goes to the grocery, they want her to wiggle her nose. I mean, everybody knows who she is. You had to have the perfect level of fame because you had a mask on. You could still walk around, probably.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's true.
Did they not recognize you?
Well, let me tell you a funny story. In the beginning of every one of our shows, we were always kind of Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson, and sometimes we'd be in there with Commissioner Gordon, and I used to argue that, say, look, that makes no sense. Here we are in there dressed in our CVs. We're talking to Commissioner Gordon. we leave, and 5 minutes later we come back as Batman and Robin.
He's going to know.
And they don't recognize. I said, that makes no sense. And yet, let me tell you something, why it actually is true. Because when I would go out and make personal appearances, when I was in costume, I would have people literally in line, not only for hours, but doing crazy things like fighting over a paper a cup that I had. I mean, just insane kind of stuff. And yet, I could get dressed after the appearance and walk right out among the same people. Nobody noticed.
They did not. So there is that whole, Superman, Clark Kent, Lois Lane.
You know
thing.
What it
it's
is?
True.
If they're not looking for you,
that they don't see
people in today's world are just so busy with their own lives, they just don't see things.
Now, I'm sure you get asked about the tights all the time. That's the name of your book, My Life in Tights.
Right.
Tell me about the tights. The first time you saw them, what your thought was. And
The first time I saw them, I wasn't expecting to see them because I didn't know what part I was trying out for. I was sent over to 20th Century Fox. I met the casting director. He says, you know, I think you should meet the executive producer. I said, great. I figured everybody meets the executive producer. Not true. Mm. 1,100 guys tried out for the role.
Okay? 1,100.
Yeah. They came to me and then they selected me and they said, look, Bert, we're selecting you to play the part. Would you like to know why we selected you? And I said, yeah. He said, because this is William Dozier, executive producer, and he said, because in our mind, if there really was a Robin, you would be it. So what we want you to do is not quote act, okay, or put on a character. We really want you just to be yourself, but be enthusiastic. And that's exactly what I did.
Wow. In other words, they saw in you that optimism. And you still have, by the way, that you have. There's some about
high
you.
Energy. I'm you have black this belt energy. Karate.
When you
very
tell a
athletic.
Story, you're thrilled about it and everything.
Well,
you're
very
excited
intense.
To be there.
Very intense.
And now, did you have to work out to be in the tights? Did you have to?
Oh, no, wait a minute. The tights is a whole different issue.
Okay.
See, when I tried out for the part, I didn't know what I was trying out for, okay? Even after I'd met the executive producer, he didn't tell me what the role was. So
he just
I went,
told you.
We just think that you might be right
you're
for this
perfect
part.
For this. Just be yourself.
No, well, no. That was after I'd done my screen test. When I first met him, he said, we're going to give you a screen test.
So we're back to screen test for the tights. The tights show up.
Well, no. First was at a Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson. So I did my stuff. Okay. And then they said, and I thought I was finished. And they said, no. We have two wardrobe men. They're going to meet you over in the dressing room.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, why two wardrobe men? You know, I know how to get dressed by myself. They're, well, you'll see.
You'll
so I go over there and they got this costume. I said, what is this? And they said, we're going to help you get into it.
And did it look really, really tiny?
It looked horrendous, and it felt worse.
It did.
Because, first of all, they have a guy in the wardrobe department. Everybody has to justify how much money they make. Long story short, they take the tights, the heaviest Danskin tights you can get, and dye them so they'll be 1/10 of a degree different color. When they dye them, all of the threads swell up so there's no air in the tights. You put them on, and in 5 minutes, you got water between your leg and the tights. Plus, you know,
costume department not about comfort and breathability.
Oh, absolutely. No,
looking beautiful isn't easy, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyways, a lot of fun doing it, but the costume was not the fun part of it.
When's the last time you whipped out the tights? When's the last? You remember the last day you wore those?
Them on now.
Never again.
I still have one of my costumes, and the only time I wear it is on. Halloween and trick or treating with my wife.
Awesome.
Special
oh,
moments.
Oh, that is awesome.
Ding dong.
I'd love to ring your
doorbell. I'm at Burt Ward's house. Wow, very cool. All right, you obviously, look, you bring back that energy. You remind me what a thrill it was to see that Batcave open up and to see that blockade go down and fight crime and all of that. And you... you enjoy meeting the fans.
Oh, I love meeting the fans. And in fact, I'll tell you something else that most people don't know. I was the Cape Crusader, and now actually I'm the Canine Crusader. For the last 19 years, my wife and I have been rescuing dogs. Everyone would have been put to death. 14,600 dogs we've rescued.
Wow. Do you also raise money? You have your own line of dog food?
Yes. Well, what I've done, it's all charity, but we have found a way to double the lifespan of dogs. Anybody, and I'll tell you something, there's 85 million dogs in the United States, 67 million households, and our dogs, and particularly our giant breeds that normally only live 7 to 9 years, all of our dogs are living into their late teens and early 20s.
Wait a minute.
Running around
when
like
you say
puppies.
Double the lifespan, you don't just mean help the underprivileged ones. You mean
all
that
dogs.
All big dogs
all
could
dogs.
Live a lot longer.
Right. All
any dogs.
Dogs,
but especially the big ones, could live a lot longer than they normally
I have
do.
Them living into their 20s.
Well, how do,
running
what's
around like puppies.
Is it the dog food is generally badly made for them, just like our human food?
You know, like a car will only last, what, five or 10 years, and then it somehow magically starts falling apart on you.
Right.
It's called planned obsolescence. In my opinion, all of the companies that make dog food know something the average person doesn't know, which is the more fat content you put in the food, the hungrier it makes the dogs. So if you look on the back
food and they die.
That's right. And let me tell you what happens.
It's the same as our food industry for people, too.
Look, remember what happened in Ohio 5 years ago? They made a movie called Super Size Me.
Yeah.
A guy went into McDonald's every day for a month, gained 50 pounds, and almost died. What happens in today's world, all these companies, they're all like the same. They inject fat into the food. And you know how, I don't know if you have a dog. Anybody here have a dog?
Well, Jody's a dog lover. Are you following all of this?
I'm waiting for him to tell me how to make my dogs live longer.
Okay, let me explain. What happens is everybody who feeds their dog, because the dogs are so made so hungry by the food that they're fed with the fat content, they hold back on how much they feed them because they would overeat, right?
Right.
Okay, but people don't understand what's actually happening to the dog. You give it a food that confuses it to believe that it's hungry. Then when you hold back, the dog is never satisfied. And you know when we miss a meal, how bad it feels you miss a meal?
Yeah.
Starving.
How long do you think you would live if every minute of every day you were hungry? That's number one. Hmm. Quickly, number two, the dogs smell the fat in the food. They don't want to eat it. So if you feel your dog food when you get home, it's going to be greasy because after they made it and injected the fat, they spray lard on it. Mm. The white stuff you see on a steak the next day you would never eat, that's coating dogs' arteries. What did we do? We're all about life.
So dogs
low
are
fat
meant,
on the inside.
Dogs are meant to live longer.
You bet.
They're
killing them. Low fat on the inside, none on the outside. When our dog food goes through their arteries,
by the way,
it scrapes
I hate to
arteries,
use this word, but your handlers are saying you have to go. no, he doesn't? Okay, keep going. Well, Eric is holding up a sign.
Well, I mean, this
go.
Is really
you have
critical.
Thing?
Everybody,
I haven't heard where to get the dog food yet.
Well, we're in 700 stores in California. It's sold for half the price of other dog foods because it's all charity. We don't make a dime.
Don't make
off
a dime
it.
On it.
No, it's my gift and my wife's gift to animals because we love
That's
animals.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's called Gentle Giants.
Gentle Giants.
And you can order it online. We have a website, www.gentlegiantsrescue.com. And again, to answer your question, our dog food, because it's dry on the outside, low fat on the inside, it scrapes the fat off the dog's arteries. In 3 to 4 weeks, no matter what dog you have, you won't recognize your dog.
Right. Burt Ward, now I know why they were saying you have to go. It's because we have a sister station that needs to have you over there. So
all right,
we
citizen.
Love to treat them nicely.
To the Batmobile!
To the Batmobile you go. Burt Ward, Robin, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for having Burt on. Thank you for being here, Burt. I don't know what happened to Adam West. We'll try and reach him by phone if we can. And he sent it over to Kiss 106.
Hey, Bert, what is your Batmobile real quick on the way out? Mercedes, Toyota, what are you driving?
Custom made, baby.
Okay. You're not going to endorse a brand unless I understand.
Well, it was custom.
There is Burt Ward. Great guy. Great cause, too. 8:57. When we come back, I'll tell you how our friends at Kiss did, by the way. Did they raise their $1 million? Everybody was rooting for them in their Seattle Children's Hospital marathon, which they just finished. They did incredibly well. This can kill you and eat you, but you better not try and hurt it. It's the newest member of the endangered species list.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, hello there. We are looking at some heavy traffic right now southbound I-5 as you make your way from 44th and Linwood all the way into Shoreline and then from Northgate into the Seattle area. Also really slow ever to Seattle, taking you 1 hour. It looks like Tukwila to Bellevue, a 23-minute drive, not so bad. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is just slightly crowded. Southbound 405, just busy from 522 into Kirkland. Traffic is brought to you by Tulalip Casino.
Watch all the best sports and pay-per-view events live and larger than life inside Canoes Cabaret, only at Tulalip. Get all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
Recently, I took a road trip through Detroit, then south to Macon, Georgia, then the desert southwest. And I did it with iHeartRadio.
1,500 live radio stations. Stations you create on your phone or laptop.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney, and this is my own station on iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.com.
Check out iHeartRadio on Kindle Fire HD.
Take us with you wherever you go. Search for 95.7 KJR on iHeartRadio.
March Madness is in full swing at Muckleshoot Casino, and their meal deals are always a slam dunk. Throughout the month of March, you can celebrate the top of the morning at the Coyaba Grill, where they feature a traditional Irish fry-up breakfast for just $5.95. Enjoy Irish bacon, sausage, potatoes O'Brien, and your choice of eggs served daily from 6 to 10 a.m. p.m. For a really quick bite, check out the Barista or Sweet Shop for a fresh traditional donut and medium coffee, only $1 every Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. BSB is the place to be for burgers, spirits, and beer, so take advantage of the $14.95 March Madness Party Meal. Enjoy a half dozen gourmet sliders, a bucket of fries, and a pitcher of domestic beer Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. for one low price. Get all the latest promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com. Then plan a March Madness escape at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
From the writers of The Hangover.
Jeff Chang, this is your 21st birthday.
Comes an epic night.
ID 21.
Blackjack mother.
21 years in the making.
We're going to jail.
I can shake them.
Don't shake them.
21 and over. Rated R. Now playing.
If you're a man who needs to lose up to 30 pounds or more, we have an important free offer for you. Sensa needs you to help us reach our goal of helping men lose 2 million pounds of unwanted weight. That's why we're giving away as many free 30-day trials of Sensa for Men as we can in the next 24 hours. If you're ready to lose weight and help us reach our 2 million pound goal, call for your free trial. But hurry. Every 15 seconds, someone says yes to Sensa. So free trials are disappearing fast. To guarantee yours, call now. 1-800-933-1446. In a six-month study, one of the largest of its kind ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. The demand has been overwhelming. If you want to lose up to 30 pounds or more, call now for your free trial. 1-800-933-1446. Strict limit of one per household. Again, that's 1-800-933-1446. 1-800-933-1446.
No matter where Shannon is, she always picks the slowest line. But because AT&T offers the nation's largest 4G network, she doesn't have to wait while she's waiting. She can stream her favorite shows and download music almost instantly, while the lady in front of her at the grocery store searches for exact change. And if the man in front of her at the airport keeps setting off the metal detector because he has too many fillings, she can use ultra-fast AT&T 4G to play games, chat, and even search the web for advice on how to pick faster lines.
AT&T, rethink possible. AT&T offers the nation's largest 4G network, so you don't have to wait while you're waiting.
Connect any tablet with AT&T, like the Samsung Galaxy Tab 2, and save $100. Visit a store or att.com for details.
4G speeds not available everywhere. Pricing effective 2/15/13 requires new two-year agreement with qualified data or mobile share plan. $100 off non-commitment price of new tablet or $100 bill credit if activating own tablet, subject to change at any time. Additional charges and restrictions apply.
With nearly 90% of Washington dentists, Delta Dental's widest network gives you the most choice to find your favorite dentist. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
Want to hear something that pairs perfectly with red wines and white wines? Rosés and bubblies. The word, sale. And right now at Safeway, it's a big one. With your club card, you can save 30% on all Washington wines. Plus, get an extra 10% off when you buy six bottles or more. With savings that big, mix and match your favorites. Wine sale. Ah, that has a lovely finish to it, doesn't it? Save 30% on Washington wines at Safeway. Ingredients for life. 10% offer valid on 750 milliliter or larger bottles. March means spring. And at Safeway, March also means a whole month of deals on frozen favorites. Use your club card in the frozen food department all month long for the big event. Like this week, get delicious DiGiorno pizzas, 2 for just $10, selected varieties. And load up on other popular brands like Eggo waffles and Green Giant vegetables. Just look for the specially marked tags in the frozen food aisles and save. Celebrate spring all month long with cool savings on frozen favorites at Safeway. Ingredients for life.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thick. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I'd tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids. You can trust these guys.
Call 800-395-7366. That's 800-395-7366. 800-395-7366. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now at T-Mobile, some of the hottest Samsung smartphones are on sale at amazing low prices. Restrictions apply.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we just heard about an accident going on the westbound 520 ramp to southbound I-5. A rollover accident that's happened there is completely blocking the ramp to southbound I-5, so you're not going to be able to get there from westbound 520. You're going to have to reroute northbound or get off 520 earlier than normal. Northbound 405 through the S-curves, a slow drive, so a southbound 405 through Kirkland.
This traffic report is brought to you by the makers of Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for an avalanche of immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency is the tasty way to be ready for whatever winter brings. Stay healthy and feel the